Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
I kind of wondered, too, how it came across, Brett.
You know what? You guys are absolutely legitimate. It's a legitimate question. And when Dirk yesterday made his statement, and nobody asked him one question, he made a statement. This is my statement to the media, and this is case closed. And it was reasonable, and it was rational, and that was it. I want basketball questions, and everybody dutifully moved on to basketball questions. But the more I sat there, and the more I thought about that video, see, I'd just seen the video, and nobody else had. I saw him on the video calling this woman who he'd lived with for a year, Mommy. He's in a domestic situation. He's in her kitchen. They are loving. They are in a situation where they were obviously in love and together and a couple and soon to be wed, or at one point were scheduled to be wed. Here is a guy who cared very much for this woman who may even be carrying his child. Maybe not, and probably not, but maybe he was. So as a reporter, I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. This is a guy who he loved, who may have his child, who he knows is sitting in jail. He's got to answer to that. And if she's a bad woman, dude, this is your chance to say, hey, there's more to this story. Be patient. It'll come out, and you'll see why I did what I did. Now, I questioned why he did what he did, why he would be gone and have somebody else remove his fiance from his house is another question. But look, his private life is his private life, and I totally agree. I have passed on so many stories because, hey, that's somebody's personal life. But when you introduce the cops into the situation and you have the cops do your dirty work for you, guess what? You've got to answer a question or be asked the question, hey, what is your thought process on letting this woman sit in jail? It may be totally legitimate. I mean, she may be the worst person in the world, and he may have been blinded by his love for her, and that's fine. But when you introduce the cops into the situation, it becomes a public matter, and I have a responsibility as a reporter to ask the tough question, even if nobody else is going to ask the question. And they're mostly sports reporters, and I get it. That's not their agenda.
All right, but Brett, what you've just said,
and I've got to ask the tough question.
But what you just said, Brett, to me makes no sense, because he introduced the cops into the matter. You're allowed to, while you're sitting there listening to him, and it sounds like you're having an emotional reaction of, hey, this woman may be the mother of his baby, and he's just letting her sit in there after I just saw this videotape where he was being so nice to her and everything. That doesn't sound like an investigative reporter getting worked up to ask a question. That sounds like just a person who's getting overly emotional.
No. I have to put myself in a position to ask a question that I know is going to piss everybody off. I know it's going to upset everybody,
but
I have a duty to say, wow, as a human being and as a reporter, I've got this question.
Because you're trying to report on the story, and you want to know the full story.
I have to have him. Somebody's got to ask him the question, and nobody asked him one question.
But here's the thing, Brett, and I said, I have no problem with you asking the question, okay, which is, hey, Dirk, she's in jail right now. Is there any thought of you getting her out of there or something like that? And he says no comment, but then you pressed it, and that's when it sounded like it was more emotion than it was investigative to me.
Well, and you're right. It may have been because he interrupted my question by saying no comment. And you know what? I don't think public figures can get away with no comment, especially one as public as Dirk. Listen, if this were Mayor Tom Leppert, guess what? I wouldn't have been the only person in that gaggle of reporters asking the question.
But it's not Mayor Leppert. It's not Mayor Leppert, and you even acknowledge yourself right now that this was a personal issue. And see, that's what I'm talking about,
Dirk.
But that to me makes you sound so TMZ to say poor little Dirk, because then it's just like, oh, him and all his millions and everything.
No. It's look. The email I've been getting is everybody. You guys have already covered this all morning long, and you've already made my point for me over and over again. Why should he get a free pass? And the only reason I asked,
what did he do wrong?
Is because he interrupted. He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, then what I'm saying that, well, why are we trying to even invoke a free pass thing? Free pass to me indicates somebody did something wrong and we're letting them get away with it.
Why should I not ask him the question when it's on everybody's mind? How can you – look, I have seen a video which portrays you in a light that nobody else really kind of understood at that point. You're in a situation where you're – this is your bride-to-be. How is it that you can let her languish in jail? There may be a plausible reason, but I don't think no comment is a plausible explanation to a very public question.
All right, let's listen to the audio clip if we could, Brett, okay?
Hey, Dirk, Crystal says you guys are engaged, that she's carrying your child, and they're upset. They're upset why you haven't done anything to get her out of jail. Why haven't you done anything to get her out of jail?
Any other basketball questions?
What is illegitimate about that question?
Well, I think the tone in which you ask it just seemed weird and seemed unbecoming for Brett Shipp to me.
Okay.
As a consumer, I just go, wait a second, that just didn't sound like Channel 8. To me, that sounds like TMZ.
Yeah, and you may be right. Maybe I was a little too tough on him.
Okay, Brett, let me ask you this. If you don't ask anything about it and you go back to your superior, do they say, how could you stand there in front of Dirk and not ask him about
it? Yeah, do you think
this?
They would get mad at you?
You know what? If I thought the situation was right, I would say, he made his comment and that was that. But I didn't feel like that was the right set of circumstances to accept that as no comment. And it's a judgment in the field, Gordo. I totally understand.
And I understand that. You're down in the battlefield. Right.
But let me just throw this also. Two years ago, when he had just scored 50 points, 3 years ago, when he just scored 50 points against Phoenix, I was going over to Germany to do a story, a profile on Dirk and his family. And I talked to Dirk briefly at the airport, and I said, Dirk, I'm going to Germany. Can you tighten me up with the phone number of a friend or anybody I can contact over there? I want to do a profile on you. And he said, no comment. I can't do that. I can't give you that. No, I can't do that. I said, Dirk, please, just throw me a bone here. No, I can't do that. And I said, okay, I understand. And I did. I totally understood.
Right.
He's a private guy. I went over to Germany, found his father, found his sister, interviewed them all, had a great story. I did it without him. And that's okay, because I understood he doesn't want his private life made public. I understand that.
And I want to say this.
The police into this situation, everything changes, Gordo, and he has to answer to this situation.
And I understand you asking it at the time, and you were sitting there, and you were thinking about the video, and you had this emotional reaction, and you say this thing. And I've done so many things that are so wrong all the time. I mean, I've messed up on the air time and time again in my professional life, whatever. But I would at least say when, I think I was wrong on talking about JFK's death or something like this. But you don't think that you could have done something differently there that would have been better? In hindsight.
What should that have been, Gordo? Just tell me what it was and I'll do it.
Okay, and obviously...